And here it is, Thursday, Coach's Show. I know it's kind of odd, but that's all right, because we got a football game tonight. The West Plains Zizzers will be at home, and they're going to be hosting Hillcrest. And there's something really special that's going on tonight. Now, you can entry, because now look, you know, a lot of fans out there from Grove and Mountain View and Willow and Thayer, all over the place. Here's all it takes to get in is a non-perishable food item or canned good. That's all you need to bring to get in. And this is all going to be helping the Bridges program, which is a great program. And so, you know, you're helping someone you don't even know. So you want to take in some good football, come on down to Zizzer Stadium tonight. Entry fee, again, is a non-perishable food item or canned good. And you can watch the Zizzers take on Hillcrest. Joining me is head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt. Coach Wyatt, thanks for coming by, man.
Thanks for having me, Gary.
Well, first, congratulations. A great win. And I'm not one that buys into polls or any of that, but I do kind of look at it. And I was surprised that, you know, a lot of people do the picks, you know, they didn't have you guys coming out on top of that game. And that kind of surprised me, because of the success that West Plains has had in the past, but you guys proved them all wrong, and that's got to be feeling pretty good right now.
Most definitely. It was a great win for us. You know, got down double digits there in the second half, and had two of our better players on the sidelines, you know, with cramps and whatnot. So, you know, to be able to come from behind in the fashion that we did with, you know, rolling kids in on both sides of the ball that really weren't expecting to get many reps. You know, it says a lot about those kids, and, you know, just definitely a gut check moment for us there when we, you know, when we had to get some subs rolled in, and Coach Dixon and the defensive side did a great job of getting those guys prepared and getting them lined up. You know, when we would bring a kid in, well, that would move another kid over to a different position. And then on offense, you know, we had to bring in Red Erickson at a tight end that, you know, he wasn't really expecting to get any reps as well. But just thrown right into the fire, did a great job. So I was really happy for the way the kids battled and hung in there. And, you know, obviously a great win. You know, my first trip to Glendale, and, you know, can't say enough about, you know, their passing attack and their quarterback. He's a handful, and I'm glad we don't have to see him again.
Well, he ran for some good chunks of yardage and threw the ball. I mean, he is the complete package. But for you personally, what were a couple of moments in that game this past Friday that you thought were turning points that, you know, that some people or fans or even players may not recognized, but, you know, for the coaches, what were some key moments in that game that you thought, hey, it's going to be all right?
Well, without a doubt, the play of the game was Carter McCracken's pick six. You know, he's out there running around like a Halloween creature with what he's got on his right arm. You know, he was all casted up, and that thing went all the way up, you know, to his elbow, and you know, really couldn't. We thought anyway, he couldn't take a hand off. He couldn't catch the football, and he breaks on a bubble route, read it perfectly, and you know, puts it in the other arm, going down the sideline untouched. So without a doubt, that was the play of the game. And then you know, I think the last drive when we got behind, when Glendale went down and scored, and we've got about 3 minutes. A little less than 3 minutes to march down the field and take the lead. You know, the big play there, I think, was the kickoff return by Remy Wilson. You know, Glendale puts it on the ground, and Remy, sophomore running back, scoops it up and has about a 22-yard return to get us the ball inside of midfield. So, you know, that was a huge turning point for us to really set us up in great field position with the go-ahead drive.
Well, and you know, you've got a really good place kicker, if need be, but You know, you had some players come back that you know, cramping, a lot of people, it's hard, it's tough. Everybody's different, you know, how their bodies react. But if you've never had a cramp in a football game or a sporting event, it's hard to explain what it's like. But you got some players back, and then you know, they kind of put their foot on it.
Yeah, Hafer and Miller were both out the entire third quarter, and then you know, Hafer sat out the whole fourth quarter, so he was out in the entire second half. But his was, we found out later, his was a little combination of you know, the cramping and he had COVID, we found out.
Oh no!
So he had all sorts of things going on, and then but we get Heston back about early, middle, fourth quarter. And, you know, when we get him back, we march down and fourth down and fourth and medium. And, well, we sent Chase Larson in, you know, got all the confidence in the world, and he knocks a 28-yarder through, which was big.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we, you know, when Glendale scores to take the lead back and Heston's, you know, ready to go, we get back, and on the game-winning drive, he has a big 25-yard run where he breaks a couple tackles and gets down to the right sideline and makes a couple moves and cuts it back inside. And so that got us down there inside the 10. And then I thought our kids did a great job keeping their composure. We hit Jesse Hudson on a couple smoke screens. And mm-hmm. one was which, you know, we checked out of, and we had a play called, and then we checked to another play. Aiden did a good job of getting it out to him, and Jesse did a good job of getting over to the sideline. So we really kept our cool because we had no timeouts left. And, you know, with 30 seconds on the clock, we had a play call that we had ran all night because, you know, we were being very vanilla without Watson and Heston in there. But we had a play called, and they executed really well. We showed it on film. We had three great blocks. Peyton Reynolds got the play started by pinning the end, and Jesse came down in motion and had a nice block, and then Briggs cracked inside on the backer, and then Heston did the rest. So big drive for us to, you know, put us on top, and then Chase has a good kickoff, a roller that takes a few seconds off the clock.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we're in prevent defense, and you know, big 6'6" Briggs Houston's back there playing safety, kept it in front of him, goes up and high points it to seal the deal. So great, great final 2 minutes there.
You know, the one thing that always I just love to see, and they don't get the notoriety or the attention that others do in certain plays, but it's when players complete the play. And what I mean is the downfield blocking, because – man, that's huge, you know, and people are not going to write about it in the paper. People are not going to talk about, you know, but without that discipline, you know, big plays like that are not going to happen, or they're very rare that an individual does it all on their own. You've got to have, you know, did you kind of start to see the Zizzers come together even, you know, tighter as a team?
A win like that definitely brings you closer together. And you could, you know, I told the kids at halftime, you know, this was before we even knew Hafer and Miller were out and that we were going to have to roll in new bodies. I told the kids at half that, you know, their body language was so different from the Bolivar game. You know, you could just see it in their eyes, the way they acted, that, you know, they had some fight in them. They were, you know, it was just very encouraging to see how they were acting at halftime, different mindset. So, you know, when you fight and claw and scratch and pull one out like that, it can do nothing but, you know, for one, put a little belief in what you're doing, what you're selling, and then, and two, bring you closer together as a family.
Hey, we're going to continue to visit with Coach Wyatt. When we come back, we're going to look at the Hillcrest Hornets. Is that right? The Hillcrest Hornets, yeah. This Ozark Conference, you know, it's I'm getting better with it. But Hillcrest comes to town tonight. We'll take a look at them. And, of course, you can take in some high school football tonight at Zizzer Stadium. If you're not able to make the game, it'll be live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. And the live call will be on Hot Country KDY 102.5. More coming up right here on your Mountain of Rock, Q94.